AM 1600 KIVA and on the FM dial at 93.7 FM. Good morning, everybody. It is a little rainy, a little cold, but we're still going to do the real estate show because we can do so many things directly from our iPad, our computers. We can do all that. And before we embark upon all that, we'd like to get with Tigo and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi Realty Group over at Keller Williams Realty. Good morning, Tracy and Tigo. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Eddie. Yes, it's real tea.
We're great, and we're so happy to be here today. I know the weather isn't like, you know, that beautiful, normal Saturday spring weather. Mm-hmm. But boy, what a great weekend with lots of great things to do, whether it's real estate related or not, right?
I'm going to disagree with you. This is normal spring weather for New Mexico. Come on. You know, you gotta have a couple days of rain. It's good for us. Get green things up and...
Got to cover those plants, though. I mean, as cold as it's getting, a lot of people went out there with their green thumbs. And one of the great things that we like to all do is get started as early as possible, especially around Easter. And I'll tell you, you need to cover those plants, especially if you invested a few hundred dollars in some of the new flowers, etc. But this is the big weekend, isn't it, guys? The Parade of Homes weekend. So we're going to have a little bit of down weather today, but tomorrow's going to be a much better day as far as weather, and we're looking forward to that. But before we get started with WelcomeHomeABQ.com and, of course, Albuquerque Real Estate Talk with Tigo and Tracy Venturi, how can we reach you guys?
You know, the best way is give us a ring. We're at 933-6881. There's a whole group of us licensed realtors that would be honored to talk to you today, tomorrow, and help you with your questions and your home needs.
So, Tracy, let's jump right into Parade of Homes. And what is the Parade of Homes? You know, last couple weeks we've had the big open house weekends through the Albuquerque Association of Realtors, kind of organized that. A lot of open house. Most of those were resales, correct?
Yes, they were. And the Spring Parade of Homes is by the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico. And it's new homes that builders build specifically to be on parade. And very often they feature the latest and greatest in colors and features and appliances and all the bells and whistles. So it's great. Some of them are pre-sold and they already have, you know, homeowners, but some of them are for sale and all of them are open. So you can just tour them anytime from 10 to 5, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, Saturday, Sunday now, but next weekend too, usually, right?
Yeah.
Two weekends.
It is. It's also next weekend, May 5th and May 7th
through
as
the
well.
7th. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday next weekend.
So there's an insert that comes in the Albuquerque Journal, right? That came the other day in the journal?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
I remember seeing that. Okay.
Our dog ripped it up on the...
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know.
Getting it from the front of the house. But
that's one way to see where the homes are, what's available to go and see. The other way is the website. It's homesofenchantmentparade.com. If you just Google Parade of Homes Albuquerque, you'll get there.
Right. So a lot of great home builders, and you'll see that there's production home builders and as well as very custom, and you'll be able to see things like very modern to very Tuscan to very New Mexican. So a really nice assortment.
Yeah, and it's a whole variety. You have production builders like Abrazo, HB, Twilight, Kim Brooks. You know, I think of more as production builders, right?
And right up to, you know, Twilight. They've got Lobo, Ray Lee, Savage Homes, Stillbrook, Sun Mountain. So,
in some of these, we talk about Sun Mountain, Tiara, Diego Homes. These are more high end custom builders in town, and so it's really cool to go out and see the homes that they're building. Right?
Yeah, it's almost like you can recreate your own HGTV show. Right?
Yeah.
Go and view these houses, and it's awesome. It's fun to learn about them and see them. So, if you need any help with that, just give us a call at 933-6881. We'd be happy to help you get directed there. Lots of houses we've got, you know, featured the right house to come on the market. So the other one that's coming this coming week is in Corrales. It's on almost 3 acres. It's going to be $1,500,000, beautiful high-end custom home with the best layout I've seen in a long time. It's just really one of those true gems that's going to be on the market. But in addition to the house, there's also a guest house. It's really a hobby house. You know, it's made for hobbies. And an amazing, it's hard to call it a barn, but it's a barn, kind of workshop.
It's a special barn.
It's special. It's really beautiful, high quality construction. It's heated. It has refrigerated air. It's hooked up with all the latest and greatest wiring for smart systems and things. And so it could be for a lot of uses. But that one's coming. It's on the east side of Corrales Road for $1.5 million. So if you're interested in knowing more, give us a ring.
That's a really special house. And it's somebody's going to be very, very proud to own that home.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah. So, you know, we were just talking about the design build. Tracy, real quick, how do people get a hold of us if they want to reach out to us?
933-6881.
Got it. Just wanted to confirm, we're Albuquerque Real Estate Talk, Tigo and Tracy Venturi with the Venturi Realty Group.
And also your brand new website URL, which is abq.realty.
abq.realty. Realty. That's right. Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for mentioning that. The other thing I wanted to talk about, we were talking about home design and how to get ideas, and the Parade of Homes is a great way to do that, right, Tracy? You get out, you see what design trends are, you see what people are doing, and you learn about products that you may not even knew existed in relation to home building and home design.
Totally. Plus, part of it is the people that do the behind the scenes on that build are available at a lot of these houses. So the designer of, you know, the Ron Montoya design, or whoever, you know, helped with the floor plan, or whoever did the kitchen design, a lot of times those resources are there, so you can meet those folks as well. You know, there's a really great website we kind of use once in a while, House.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to segue into. There's a couple, probably the two most popular online sources for design ideas are House, H-O-U-Z-Z, and then there's Zillow Digs,
right.
our good friend Zillow. And then, you know, the other one is Pinterest, but that's a little bit different because obviously with Pinterest, but people do start pinning boards of different home design ideas.
I know we have. When we've done either homes or our office, we just would share a pin board and start pinning our ideas and then focus from there, right?
You know, the cool thing about Zillow is if you're on Zillow searching for homes, you can save properties almost like you would do with like Pinterest, where you're saving a property or saving a photo of a home and you like that design. You can start to create boards of ideas of things that you like. Maybe you're not even shopping for a home, but it allows you to actually see all the photos of homes for sale and actually mark off the ones that you like and save it so you can go back to it. The other thing about Zillow Digs, and it's Zillow.com/digs, they have different ways where you can actually sort different things. So if there's a certain color scheme that you like, you can get on there and select a color. And so let me click this one that says blue, Tracy, and you can see now it's got all the different photos people that have favorited that have blue tones in it.
Right. It's pretty cool, really.
It really is. And
you
so
get
it's
lost
fun.
In Zillow.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. And, you know, it's got contemporary designs. It's got, you know, so you can search it by type of design.
Bedroom,
you can by
bathroom.
Type of room. You can search by kitchens. You can view kitchen ideas. So it's just a great way. Because most of us that don't have that real artistic knack can't visualize stuff. We need a picture, right?
Well, it's better if you're working with someone to have a picture so that you can really show them what you're thinking, because it's hard to verbally say, this is what I'm liking. And it's easier if you say, here's a few photos that represent what I'm really drawn to, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And you can do that again on either Zillow Digs, House. We've done it with Pinterest in designing our office, right?
We did, yep. So,
and so what we would do is, as we saw stuff that we liked, we would make a board on Pinterest, save the photos, and then when working with our design people, we'd say, hey, this is what we like, this is what we don't like, and it allows us to have a much better collaboration, right?
Right. So what are we going to be talking about after the break, Tigo?
Well, a segue after this is I want to just talk about some technology that's, you'll like this, Eddie, technology that's kind of coming into real estate now.
Uh-oh.
And it has... Yeah, I know. Well, it's coming into everything, but it's real estate is probably the first place where this is really going to become a mainstream technology, and that's image recognition. And we're not talking about
we
got to
talk
stuff.
About this after the break.
Yeah, we'll get into it even deeper. But it's image recognition and AI. You know, there's a lot of talk about that these days,
and
what's happening in that world and how it relates to real estate.
Awesome. We'll do that when we return. Technology, if you're switched on to technology, like I am. That's why I said, when I start looking at technology, that's what gets me excited. Technology in the house and artificial intelligence. We'll talk about that when we return here on AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and worldwide at abq.fm. Thanks for listening. Back after a quick break.
Help me if you can. I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help? I need somebody help. Not just anybody help. You know I need someone.
1600 KIVA and 93.7 FM. Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Hour here on the one and only Rock of Talk. I am the Rock of Talk, and with me, Tracy Venturi. They're the Rock of Real Estate. I use them, and hopefully you will do the same, and you'll dial them directly and visit their website so you can get connected. Tego, how can people reach you?
We are at 933-6881. Of course, that's in 505. And our website is welcomehomeabq.com.
And Rosalind's off today. Usually I'm saying, Rosalind's here to grab the phone. So guess who's answering the phone today? Give me a ring. Be happy to talk real estate with you, as Eddie and I talk about. That's our passion. Always happy to talk. Yeah.
That's right. We love it. And we're also passionate about, well, we know, right, Tracy, what Tego is passionate about. He loves technology. He's a techie, right?
And absolutely. He's my tech geek, and I love that. I'm sure all of your listeners know that he loves stats and tech.
So,
Tego,
right.
I'm most fascinated to hear about this. We've talked about this topic. Can you tell us about the image technology?
Yeah, so, you know, Tracy, in Eddie, you know I go to a lot of these kind of big picture, you know, future of real estate, what's real estate going to look like in 10 years? A lot of this kind of inside the NFL or inside the world of the real estate
inside
business.
The Rocket Talk.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
You go.
And one of the things, you know, we see at a lot of these events is they talk about trends and technology and what technology is coming into real estate in particular. And it's interesting because a lot of these tech companies are looking at real estate because real estate is such a big part of our entire economy. And so a lot of these tech companies are coming up with products, or this is a better example of this, is they're coming up with a technology and then they're finding a use for it. And so one of these technologies, as you know, Eddie, there's a lot of stuff about AI, right? Artificial intelligence and machine learning and different things like that. Well, one of the technologies that's coming around is image recognition.
Okay.
And what that means is there's the software actually reads the photograph and gives you a description of what is in the photograph, actually, you know, words. Because, of course, you know, a Google, a Yahoo, or Bing, or whatever the search engine is, they cannot read a photograph. All they can read is text and give it context. Well, mm-hmm. This technology allows a photograph to actually be read. And I sent you a link here, Eddie, but just an example of the photograph, and it's this boat on this beautiful still water. And
it's sunset, the oars are in the air.
It's sunset, and so the software said, these are the words that it came up with. Sunset, water, dawn, dusk, boat, reflection, evening, sea, sky, sun, beach, ocean. And so you relate that to real estate. What's happening now is the software can actually read the photograph and know what you like and actually predict what you may be wanting to see in the future.
Oh, geez. I'm looking at this, and there's a quantifiable number next to it as well, giving you a confidence factor or probability that's in there about how much of that is in that picture. And then I guess it would start to plug in the numbers where else it would relate to similar images that you would like.
Yeah, and so an example is, so right, you know, we've always, not always, but, you know, really in the last 10 years, you know, photographs and real estate is where it's all at, because mm-hmm. that's really
that's
first
sells.
Impression.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what sells. And, but again, it's a stupid photograph, okay, because there's no, Google cannot read that. They can't put words to it. But now what's happening is you take a photograph of a kitchen, you load it in here, the software says it's a kitchen. And they might add words like granite or stainless steel or tile floors.
Microwave.
Or it might count the number of light fixtures, windows, sunlight, you know, all of those things. It starts adding actual language to the photograph, which is pretty amazing. And that's happening. And I know for a fact that companies like Zillow are adding that technology to their home search features.
Wow. This is
down the road, the search will be amazing, what you can pinpoint.
Well, what will happen is it'll start knowing you as you're searching online. Like right now, we kind of laugh about, okay, I go on Staples and shop for a notepad. All of a sudden, Staples ads for notepads start coming up everywhere online. Well, this is going to be taken to the next level in the sense that you're on Zillow searching for homes and you consistently look at homes that are Pueblo style with a flat roof. Well, guess what? Zillow now knows that you're leaning toward Pueblo style home with a flat roof, and those are the type of homes they're going to be pushing out to you.
So I'm very good at this type of thing and predicting where things will happen and where they go. I mean, it's sort of part of the study of economics to a certain degree, but a bit of a futurism, a little Alvin Toffler, if you will. I've got a little bit of that to me, and I do a lot of prognostication. What's the amazing thing? Well, here's what's going to happen with this technology. I'll tell you where it's going to end up going. Technology itself is value neutral, but positively or negatively, you're going to find some commonalities in what sells and what moves. So you're going to find this homogeneity, and you know that in itself isn't that exciting. That's going to start being created in real estate, so that people are going to actually have to start staging their homes almost the right way. And you already know how to give that advice, but we can actually put a mathematical probability to the fact that this type of image and this type of sale facing this with this window, that, I mean, you're going to have almost with an exactness exactly how that is going to sell and that it is going to move. And you're also, by the same thing, also know what's not going to sell. On the flip side, for individuals, you're going to know what works for you and what you like. And pretty soon, the two will meet eventually. In 10, 15 years, you're going to know, hey, this image is going to fit with this particular real estate person. And that's exciting. But you know what? Who needs that? Sometimes when you have Tracy and Tigo Venturi, you can find him at welcomehomeabq.com. Thank you for sharing this little piece of technology. And you know what? The best technology I had was through Tracy. Let's plow through the homes of the week, shall we?
Sure. You know, I have one that's not on the market yet. I talked about a few coming soons in the first segment. I have one more, and it's going to be on the market this coming week in Rio Rancho. It's across from Intel on those half-acre lots there. So very southeast corner, easy to get in and out of Rio Rancho. And this particular house has a outdoor swimming pool that's just phenomenal, and the backyard faces the mountains, so you have beautiful views. A lovely single-story home. It's going to be $280,000, and it also has a outbuilding that the owner was using to do their counseling business or some business where they were meeting clients out in the back. And
office.
So it's sort of a tough shed, but it's been done with heating and cooling and finished, and it's really nice. So $280,000 for that one. A couple others, Tigo?
The one I wanted to talk about is the one on Wrangell Loop in northern Rio Rancho. This is a beautiful home in Lomas Encantadas neighborhood. Tracy, do you want to describe where that is?
Lomas Encantadas is in north east Rio Rancho, very close to 550 and 528 and whole Enchanted Hills area. This is a D.R. Horton, just a couple years old, single story, beautiful stone front, really beautiful facade.
Yeah, it's kind of a contemporary Pueblo look. It's pretty cool look of a house. Yeah,
it's a four bedroom and it's going to be 320. So you're looking in North Rio Rancho, which has been pretty hot lately. Mm-hmm. I would expect that this one on Wrangell Loop will be of interest to you. So give us a ring, 933-6881, and we'd be happy to get you in.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
One more thing I just wanted to mention.
Yes.
Before we run out of time for today is I was looking at a study that came out from CoreLogic, CoreLogic is one of those huge data processing companies, but specific to real estate and the mortgage industry, and just, you know, churning out, taking all these data points and churning out information. One of the things that they did a article on here recently was the size of homes versus the size of lots. And the thing that's interesting in this chart, Tracy, is that, you know, the size of homes in new construction up until 2006, right? They were getting bigger. And then they got smaller down until 2009 to 2010, but now they're even getting bigger, and we're seeing that here locally, is that the builders are leaning toward the bigger home in their new construction.
But along with that, what the article also talks about is that the homes are getting bigger, but the lots are getting smaller. As we've, you know, we're to that point where we might be downsizing, we definitely understand that, because we want to go from our full acre to a really high quality house, but on a smaller lot, so it's more lock and leave.
Yeah.
Or a little less overhead and maintenance as we're doing other things and, you know.
And it's basic economics, too, of course. You know, if a home builder can fit more lots,
more houses on
you know, the acreage that they have, obviously that makes sense. But of course, what's also happening in neighborhood design is that the lots may be getting smaller, but the open space is getting better, bigger in many cases, in the parks and trails and stuff like that. So they're kind of maybe trading off some of that acreage.
Right. And you know, the other part of that is, while you're out looking at Parade of Homes, see if it's true. See if that's what's happening here, if it's houses on smaller lots and, you know, the higher quality. It's great to be here today, and, you know, the phone's been ringing off the hook, so I'm glad.
So that's why you got distracted. There you go.
Yeah,
I was wondering.
Like, is somebody going to answer that call? Because the phone, that's about the fourth time it's rung, and there it goes again.
So let me say one thing real quick. Besides the Parade of Homes, today's not the best day for weather, but it might be good for you to head on out there and take a look, as well as tomorrow. So I want to make sure that everybody is aware that they can get out to the Parade of Homes, but you can also visit Tego and Tracy's website directly to go ahead and get a list of all the open houses all the time. And Tego, what's that address?
That is AlbuquerqueOpenHouses.com.
Got that. And of course, you can contact Tego and Tracy direct by a phone. Tego, that number?
It's 933-6881. That's the number you keep hearing ringing in the background. So it's busy morning. I guess people are at home, not out and about. They're just calling us up, looking on the website, calling about homes instead of out and around in the weather.
Yeah, it's raining. Let's go look at houses. Perfect. We're ready for you.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you both for being on the station. The Venturi Realty Group at Keller Williams. And folks, we appreciate you listening here on AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM and worldwide at abq.fm. Back in a moment.